This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Attorney General is taking issue with the Denver suburb's effort to shield its police officers from a new liability law. Earlier this week, Greenwood Village passed a resolution pledging to defend any officer and cover any expenses they might face under the state's new police accountability law. Mayor George Lance says it's about showing support for police officers.
It is also, I think, one of our real items we need to be considerate of is making sure that we retain and we're able to recruit the officers that we want and we need.
In reaction to the Greenwood Village resolution, Attorney General Phil Weiser tweeted Wednesday that the resolution is wrong and cannot stand. Weiser supports the police accountability law, which, among other things, makes it easier for people to sue individual officers and sheriff's deputies if they've committed wrongdoing. The law had bipartisan support in the legislature. It was not opposed by police unions. Dr. Dwayne Vandenbush will be Colorado's next state historian. The history professor will be the first state historian based on the Western Slope in the post 96-year history. Vandenbush moved to Colorado in 1962 for a teaching position at Western Colorado University, where he still works. The state's most prominent gun rights group has a new leader. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners takes what it calls a no-compromise approach to gun rights and plays an influential role in the state's Republican Party. Dudley Brown founded the group and led it for 24 years. The new director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is Taylor Rhodes. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.